While trade policy dominated the House floor this afternoon, security issues posed by cargo ships occupied a House committee hearing earlier in the day. Recent reports suggest the Al-Qaeda terrorist network could make a so-called dirty bomb by wrapping radioactive material around a conventional explosive and delivering the package by sea. That threat is a major concern at U.S. seaports such as Norfolk, Virginia, the second busiest container port on the East Coast and right next door to the world's largest naval base. NPR's Brian Naylor has a report.
For nearly 300 years, Norfolk and the surrounding Hampton Roads region have been a center of maritime trade. Its history as a naval base dates to the Civil War. Aboard the 52-foot launch Old Dominion, Bill Cofer, president of the Virginia Pilots Association, points out the sites along the Elizabeth River.
You see on the starboard side here, this is the beginning of the naval base. It runs a couple miles all the way up to the carrier piers.
Docked this day at the Norfolk Naval Station are at least a dozen warships, including the aircraft carrier Enterprise, as well as half a dozen or so submarines. Steaming past the base as we watch is a huge cargo vessel laden with thousands of 40-foot sealed containers. It's surrounded by tugboats, which since September 11th have been escorting all cargo ships to prevent them from being steered into the Navy base. But the biggest concern of Cofer and other officials here is what's in those containers.
You talk about these containers that could have anything on it, including nuclear devices. And that product is going to get on a train, it's going to get on a truck, and it's going to move to every city and every state in this country. You know, I look at this as an absolute national security issue, not just a port security issue.
The threat of a dirty bomb was on everyone's mind here before reports that Al-Qaeda had more interest in such a device than was previously suspected. Coast Guard Captain Lawrence Brooks, captain of the port for Hampton Roads, has taken several steps since September 11th. A Coast Guard cutter now sits outside the port entrance, tracking incoming cargo ships, and patrols inside the port have been stepped up. But he admits there are limits to what the Coast Guard can do.
We get so many containers moving through here. Customs, Coast Guard, all the other players involved, we can't check them all. And they move through the port relatively quickly. That's the way the system was set up many, many years ago. And the paperwork doesn't necessarily guarantee that what's inside is what's listed on the paper.
$11 million containers come into this country every year. Nobody knows what's in them.
Robert Marriage is Deputy Executive Director of the Virginia Port Authority, which oversees the Norfolk International Terminal adjacent to the Navy base. We stand at the busy entrance to the terminal where trucks hauling empty containers in are stopped and inspected, another precaution taken since 9/11.
You get 400 or 500 pounds of TNT or just dynamite, and you wrap plutonium or enriched uranium around it, and you set it off here at the marine terminal, and it just floats down a few hundred yards to the Navy base. So that's the big worry we've got here now. That's the number one issue here at the Port of Virginia. It's that dirty bomb issue.
Stopping and inspecting each of the million or so containers that pass out of the terminal each year would be nearly impossible, Marriage says. Each container is packed with hundreds of crates, and inside them are thousands of boxes. The Customs Service says it inspects 1 or 2%, a figure Marriage calls optimistic. Norfolk used to have a gamma ray machine that could look into a container and determine the density of the cargo, but after September 11th, Customs transferred it to the Port of New York. An elevator ride to the control cab of a giant orange cargo crane, 175 feet above the Elizabeth River, leads to the best hope authorities have for stopping import of radioactive material into the U.S. Marriage says the Virginia Port Authority has ordered radiation detection devices for each of the port's 20 cranes.
That way, we will have, you know, we won't miss a container. We will have checked every single container that's offloaded here at the Port of Virginia for nuclear material.
Port Authority police will also be equipped with pager-like devices that detect radiation. Today, in an effort to improve port security, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta asked that the Coast Guard be allowed to board incoming cargo ships 12 miles offshore rather than 3, and he proposed the Transportation Department conduct security checks of foreign ports. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Norfolk, Virginia.